Now, the more you produce of anything, the less it's worth. With that in mind, one major Midwestern university is forecasting a lower retail price level for meat and vegetables for the next couple of years. That has definite application to beef, pork, poultry, and milk. This year, fed cattle prices have already dropped $20 per hundredweight. That trend is forecast to continue for the next 2 or 3 years. Big corn crops, which have resulted in lower feed prices, is the main reason. Now, these huge corn crops have also reduced the amount of corn used in making ethanol. Corn is not the only crop that impacts meat and fuel prices, but it's by far the main one. But now the same report is not a long-range forecast, just until 2018. And I can find no forecast of just how much lower consumers could expect these prices to drop. My guess is not much, but every little bit helps. And that's Ag Review for today. Everett Griner, Southeast AgNet.